A quick question for you, Chris. Paul has asked us, why do they use carbon dioxide in fizzy drinks? Could you use something like nitrogen instead?
There are a number of reasons for this. One of them is that carbon dioxide dissolves really quite well compared with nitrogen. Nitrogen will not dissolve. It's very, very insoluble. You have to work quite hard to make nitrogen dissolve. And that's why when you get the bends after you surface too quickly from diving, it's the nitrogen that bubbles out of your blood and forms bubbles that causes the bends because it just doesn't want to dissolve. Carbon dioxide does. The other thing that carbon dioxide does do when it goes into water, and one of the reasons it dissolves quite well, is because it reacts with water to make carbonic acid. So CO2 plus H2O goes to H2CO3, that's carbonic acid, and this then dissociates, breaks up into H plus, that's the acid bit, the hydrogen ions, plus HCO3 minus bicarbonate. And when you have H plus ions, acid in a liquid, acids taste lemony. So you get this very nice lemony flavour added to the drink. So the carbon dioxide not only dissolves well, so you can make your drinks really fizzy, you can get lots of gas in. It also means that it tastes nicer, and you can get lots of gas dissolving, so it then comes out gently in the drink, so it stays fizzier for longer. So I think there's a number of reasons why CO2 is a good choice. And also, it's free. You can get it from the brewing industry. Yeast produces it, and you don't have to even purify it. You can just get it off of the yeast, and you've got it. So that's why.